Happy Sunday, everyone.
What's up, guys? We are back for another week.
Yes, we are. It's been a week. We both were pretty sick this week. It ended up catching up to me too, guys. I will admit I got sick as well.
COVID knocked her down.
Yep. But we are feeling much better now, and which is perfect because we are here to do a little scripture study with you guys today.
Heck yeah, it's time to rock and roll, baby. Let's go. So today we're going to be continuing this year's lessons. And so this is what, our third, fourth?
I think fourth.
Fourth lesson so far on the year, guys.
I don't know, actually.
It might be our third.
Yeah.
Today is the end of the month. Okay, so this one we're going to be focusing on a lot of Moses. But the Lord calls us to do his work despite our inadequacies. There's a good chance that someone in between you guys and us in this class, as you guys know, we read completely from the manual, just straight word for word. So this is preferencing as if we were teaching the class. There is a good chance that someone in your class has felt or is feeling inadequate about a responsibility at home or at church. To build class members' faith that the Lord can help them, you could invite them to read Enoch's experiences found in Moses 6, chapter 26 through 39. How did God help Enoch do his work despite Enoch's fear? Ask class members to think about other examples of people who overcame their weaknesses and accomplished the Lord's work, either from the scriptures or their own lives. What examples can we share? So we're going to be reading Moses chapter 6, verse 26 to 27.
Oh, only those two?
And then Jeremiah and Exodus and Nephi.
Wait, I thought it was 26 to 39.
Yeah, chapter 6, 26 to 39. What did I say?
You said 26 to 27.
Oh. Sorry, guys.
Okay, I'll go ahead and read that now. And it came to pass that Enoch journeyed in the land among the people, and as he journeyed, the Spirit of God descended out of heaven and abode upon him. And he heard a voice from heaven saying, Enoch, my son, prophesy unto this people, and say unto them, Repent, for thus saith the Lord, I am angry with this people, and my fierce anger is kindled against them, for their hearts have waxed hard, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes cannot see afar off. And for these many generations, ever since the day that I created them, have they gone astray and have denied me and have sought their own counsels in the dark, and in their own abominations have they devised murder and have not kept the commandments which I gave unto their father Adam. Wherefore, they have forsworn themselves, and by their oaths they have brought upon themselves death, and a hell I have prepared for them if they repent not. And this is a decree which I have sent forth in the beginning of the world from my own mouth, from the foundation thereof, and by the mouths of my servants, thy fathers, have I decreed it, even as it shall be sent forth in the world unto the ends thereof. And when Enoch had heard these words, he bowed himself to the earth before the Lord and spake before the Lord, saying, Why is it that I have found favor in thy sight and am but a lad? And all the people hate me, for I am slow of speech. Wherefore am I thy servant? And the Lord said unto Enoch, Go forth and do as I have commanded thee, and no man shall pierce thee. Open thy mouth, and it shall be filled, and I will give thee utterance, for all flesh is in my hands, and I will do as seemeth me good. Say unto this people, Choose ye this day to serve the Lord God who made you. Behold, my spirit is upon you, wherefore all thy words will I justify, and the mountains shall flee before you, and the river shall turn from their course, and thou shalt abide in me, and I in you. Therefore walk with me. And the Lord spake unto Enoch, and said unto him, Anoint thine eyes with clay, and wash them, and thou shalt see. And he did so. And he beheld the spirits that God had created, and he beheld also things which were not visible to the natural eye. And from thenceforth came the saying abroad in the land, A seer had the Lord raised up unto his people. And it came to pass that Enoch went forth in the land among the people, standing upon the hills and the high places, and cried with a loud voice, testifying against their works, and all men were offended because of him. And they came forth to hear him upon the high places, saying unto the tent keepers, tarry ye here and keep the tents while we go yonder to behold the seer, for he prophesieth, and there is a strange thing in the land, a wild man hath come among us. And it came to pass, when they heard him, no man laid hands on him, for fear came on all of them that heard him, for he walked with God.
Well, there's a lot there. The question that the book asks is, how did God help Enoch do his work despite Enoch's fears? So, I mean, everyone struggles with inadequacies. Like, I struggle a lot with that. Like, I always feel like there's things that I'm not capable or able to do. Whether it's, you know, something that they ask me to do with the church or my own personal life, or just things that I feel like are my calling. I just feel like, whoa, you know, that's a whole lot, and I don't know if I can ever achieve that. But I do think that Heavenly Father prepares ways for us to achieve our task as long as we have faith. Like, Enoch did not believe that God could use him. He's like, yeah, I can't even speak well. Like I'm not, you know, a vocal person or anything like that. And God's just like, hey, I got you. You know, just trust me, follow what I tell you to do, and you'll become great. And do be able to do my work. And God just gave him some simple task, like wash his eyes with mud, you know, yeah. Or whatever it was. Then, like, I just think it's crazy that Heavenly Father sees so much potential in us, but it's hard for us to see those in ourselves.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so if you guys are interested in read like other examples besides just Enoch's example, there are some scriptures you should check out. You should go check out Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 to 16. Then another good one is Jeremiah 1, verse 4 to 10. And 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. 33, verse 1 through 4. And the last one is Ether 12, 23 to 29. Okay. Many modern day apostles and prophets have expressed concerns similar to Enoch's when they have described how it felt to receive their calls. Their experiences could enhance class members' understanding of Moses 6, verse 26 to 39. Consider reviewing the video on the Lord's errand. If you guys want to check out that video, that's there. The life of Thomas S. Monson is another one you can see, and a couple other talks that are listed that you guys can also check out. So let class members share what impressed them about these examples and what can we learn from these leaders or our own feelings of inadequacy. The statement from President Thomas S. Monson in additional resources. So there's like videos listed and stuff in this chapter. If you guys are interested in seeing those, you can go to,
Come Follow Me.
Come Follow Me. And the January 23rd one. And they'll have all those videos and stuff listed there. So next heading is faith, repentance, baptism, and receiving the Holy Ghost prepares us to return to live with God. This week outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families suggest reading Moses chapter 6, verse 48 through 62 to find what each of you must know and do to be redeemed. Perhaps class members could share any insights that came from that study in their homes, or you could discuss Moses 6, 48 through 62 together in class. How would we respond to someone who asks why faith, repentance, baptism, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost are necessary? How does the Lord answer this question in verses 53 to 65? And what do we learn from his answer?
So should I just go ahead and read the answer? Mm-hmm. Okay, 53 to 65. This is the same chapter, Moses chapter 6. And our father Adam spake unto the Lord and said, why is it that men must repent and be baptized in water? And the Lord said unto Adam, behold, I have forgiven thee thy transgressions in the Garden of Eden. Hence came the saying abroad among the people that the Son of God hath atoned for original guilt, wherein the sins of the parent cannot be answered upon the heads of the children, for they are whole from the foundation of the world. And the Lord spake unto Adam, saying, Inasmuch as thy children are conceived in sin, even so, when they begin to grow up, sin conceiveth in their hearts, and they taste the bitter, that they may know to prize the good. And it is given unto them to know good from evil. Wherefore they are agents unto themselves, and I have given unto you another law and commandment. Wherefore teach it unto your children, that all men everywhere must repent, or they can in no wise inherit the kingdom of God. For no unclean thing can dwell there, or dwell in his presence. For in the language of Adam, man of holiness is his name, and the name of his only begotten is the Son of Man, even Jesus Christ, a righteous judge, who shall come in the meridian of time. Therefore I give unto you a commandment, to teach these things freely unto your children, saying, that by reason of transgression cometh the fall, which fall bringeth death. And inasmuch as ye were born into the world by water and blood, and the spirit which I have made, and so became of dust a living soul, even so ye must be born again into the kingdom of heaven of water and of the spirit, and be cleansed by blood, even the blood of mine only begotten, that ye might be sanctified from all sin, and enjoy the words of eternal life in this world, and eternal life in the world to come, even immortal glory. For by the water ye keep the commandment, by the spirit ye are justified, and by the blood ye are sanctified. Therefore it is given to abide in you the record of heaven, the comforter, the peaceable things of immortal glory, the truth of all things, that which quickeneth all things, which maketh alive all things, that which knoweth all things, and hath all power, according to wisdom, mercy, truth, justice, and judgment. And now behold, I say unto you, this is the plan of salvation unto all men, through the blood of mine only begotten, who shall come in the meridian of time. And behold, all things have their likeness, and all things are created and made to bear record of me, both things which are temporal and things which are spiritual, things which are in the heavens above and things which are on the earth, and things which are in the earth and things which are under the earth, both above and beneath, all things bear record of me. And it came to pass that when the Lord had spoken with Adam, our father, that Adam cried unto the Lord, and he was caught away by the Spirit of the Lord, and was carried down into the water, and was laid under the water, and was brought forth out of the water. And thus he was baptized, and the Spirit of God descended upon him. And thus he was born of the Spirit, and became quickened in the inner man.
So there's a lot of information going on there. But the basic gist of it is that Heavenly Father has a plan. Like, this, we're in this life not just to be chilling. Like, there's a plan for us to be here. And that plan does involve us returning to live with him again. And it's very laid out, like those scriptures say, how that plan works. For instance, Adam and Eve had kids. Those kids would have forever be stuck in sin if there wasn't an atonement that was made to give them their own freedom because of what Adam and Eve did. Like, they broke the commandment, they broke the rule. Their kids would have been cursed, but because of Jesus Christ, it allows us to atone for the sins. I mean, he atoned for our sins, so now we can ask forgiveness for any things that we've done wrong and get a clean slate, which is one of the giant keys of learning and growing in this life and returning to live with God. So those are excellent scriptures that explain that. But one thing that really stood out to me is that Heavenly Father is talking to Adam, and he's like, everything in this life will testify of me and my existence. Like, they say, there's a thing that says science can only go so far and then comes God. Is because, like he says, in the sky above, things will testify of me. On the earth, things will testify of me. Beneath the earth, things will testify of me. Like, everything in this life that you look around and see shows proof that there's a higher existence beyond just humans, you know? And so, like, even down to the trees, the earth, everything that grows. And so it's just amazing that the scriptures is just like, boom, you know, I am God and I have a plan. And the plan is for you to come live with me.
Nice. I don't think I can follow that with anything better.
So these teachings, these Teach these things freely unto your children. In Moses chapter 6, verse 51 to 53, we learn of gospel truth that the Lord taught to Adam and asked him to teach to future generations. Perhaps class members could make a list of these truths by studying small groups of verses such as verse 51, 52, 53 through 57, 58 through 56. 58 through 60, 61 through 63. Why are these truths valuable to today's rising generation? What would you want young people to know about the Savior from these verses? Class members may be willing to share ideas and experiences to help each other teach these truths more effectively to children and youth. What else can we learn from the Lord's instruction to parents in Mosiah chapter 4, verse 1 through 14 to 15, and Doctrine and Covenant 68, 25 to 28. Also 43 through 50. Okay, so those are just all things that Heavenly Father talks to parents about, you know, the importance of teaching your kids about the importance of the plan of salvation, and that we can return to live with him again through Jesus Christ's atonement. To add to what Moses teaches in chapter 6, which is what Star read, teaches about parents' responsibility to teach their children, you might invite class members to watch one or more of the following videos. Here's one video that they recommend. It's called Parenting. Touching the hearts of our youth. It's part of the Proclamation series. So those are all really good things to check out if you guys are super interested in that. But the biggest thing the biggest takeaway from this lesson is that understand that it is really important for you to teach your kids or to yourself to know the importance of this life, and to know that you can return to live with your Heavenly Father one day.
Yeah. Well, today's lesson was very short and sweet, but very powerful message. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, so I forgot the start of the lesson. They started with inadequacies. I know that a lot of you out there may be feeling inadequate, whether it be, you know, a new job, whether it be providing for your family, or getting together with your loved ones, just whatever it is that is causing you to feel inadequate. Just know that you're not the first person to feel that way. And just know that it's part of the design for us to learn and grow. But just strongly rely on Heavenly Father, and he will get you through any hardships that you're currently going through.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us again. And we hope you're staying healthy and safe. And we will be here to tune in next Sunday for our next lesson.